Tell me about your background.
Well, I've lived in Bicester all my life. Mum has been, she's been at home mum really most of my life. She only started back full time to work once I went to secondary school. My dad works in our family business. He's one of the managers in our family shop selling furniture. So we've always been quite comfortable, never felt we've really struggled with money, and we've always had the things that we kind of wanted, I suppose.
And what are your early memories?
Early memories are probably of quite a happy household, lots of family things going on together, grandparents always being around, family holidays, camping, going to the beach, that kind of thing. We've always been really close and done lots of things together.
Have you got brothers and sisters?
I've got one sister, she's called Sarah, and she's 2 years younger than I am. I'd like to think we got along all the time, but we are like chalk and cheese, so we probably fight as much as we get on.
And what are your memories of school?
I always loved school, actually. Really been quite a studious little person. Always done reasonably well, actually. And mostly look forward to going to school rather than trying to keep out of there.
What kind of school did you go to first?
I went to the normal primary school just down the road. And then on to secondary school in our local town.
Now, while you were at primary school, you were diagnosed with diabetes. Can you tell me how that came about?
It was really all down to my mum, or I feel it was. She was really vigilant, and I remember particularly one day where we'd gone shopping with my grandma and sister to Oxford, and I was just constantly, constantly thirsty. And we had to keep stopping, going to buy drinks, going to the loos, keep going. Didn't stop being thirsty the whole time, and I don't know how soon after that, it didn't feel like very long looking back. Mum got me an appointment at the doctor's, went down to see the GP, he took some urine samples and went back the same day and he said, "You've got diabetes," and rushed me into the John Radcliffe. It was supposed to be down to mum really that it was caught so soon. I wasn't even dehydrated enough to need a drip, which was apparently really rare. Usually people are put straight onto a drip when they're diagnosed.
But you say you were rushed to hospital, so there must have been some sense of urgency.
I think of it as being rushed because I remember being in the doctor's surgery saying, yes, she has got diabetes, she needs to go in, and coming straight home, packing my things in a little case, and mum and dad coming straight to take me over to Oxford, which I suppose seemed strange at the time because normally dad would be at work and I'd